Hello, everybody, and welcome to the post show for episode number 7 of, I mean, if you couldn't tell, it's the Far Verona post show. If you're confused about what show this is, you have bigger problems than I can help you with at a distance, so I'm sorry. But
let's
for
talk
us,
about Court of Swords. Let's do it.
Yeah, for us, we're not that far away from our current problems. Let's talk about that episode. That's a tense one. How is everybody feeling? Let's talk about how that episode went. Thoughts? Feelings?
Complaints?
Don't talk all at once here. Just yeah, right? Yeah. Are you all traumatized?
It was stressful. Yeah, there was a lot going on.
Yeah,
I was trying really hard to like manage the situation to get myself out of it, basically. So that was kind of rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which meant like kind of throwing Yancey under the bus, but also like kind of not. But like trying to make
I could see
like
that
it was his fault. Yeah.
I could see that bus coming. And like ultimately when it came down to it, it's like, well, you know, you throw Yancey under the bus and that's fine. And you work it out from there. And you come off scot-free. But the inverse approach seemed to be Booker's angle, where it's like he's just throwing himself under the bus. I know you mentioned wanting to talk about taking responsibility. Yeah. Tell us a little bit.
Yeah,
about that.
I didn't want to do that, but then the more Booker and I was thinking about it, it made sense because at the moment I went like let him know, you know, kind of thing. Like, he still wanted to like that was the initial idea, and then as she was talking, I'm like, oh fuck, she's gonna basically say she completely screwed up, and it'll undermine anyone's ability to trust her at all as a you know as somebody that's kind of somewhat on equal level with Booker. So that's not good. And even though it's going to suck for Booker to jump in there, he probably should, because otherwise why would they trust what she, you know what I mean? It's just like, you know, Jason, Riley and Holtzman will all remember that. And then why would they take, you know, Nomi's word? You know, why would they put much stock in it? So that's why I ended up jumping in, and then it ended up being horrible.
It's like the time
I requested Ramirez join Yancey. Ramirez is dead.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. She's toast.
Yep. Yep. But I thought that made sense.
Yeah, it was cool. Made for good.
Also kind of made for a cool moment. Yeah.
Well, it's sort of dangerous to have somebody who is like on your team looking out for themselves, but then you're looking out for the team. Like, I could definitely see a situation in which Nomi could take advantage of or like use that predilection towards sort of team player behavior for her own benefit, right? If you know that Booker is going to potentially be someone who will take the hit for you, you know, there's opportunity there, which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I love the credit card thing. That was just great. Like, the way that it all kind of came about, like, the fact that this fucking card has like just been wiped and like and realizing and like wheeling off the fucking camera was fucking great. Like, it just was a really funny moment. Just like such a mundane way of us finding out about this scam. Like, oh yeah, our fucking cards. Like, we've got no money.
Right?
Like,
it's the little things, the paper trail, right? That he wouldn't have thought of. Yeah,
love that.
Yeah. And then I figured it'd be interesting to say, like, cause like as you picked up, you know, like, are we stuck on this planet with no money? And it was funny that Riley was the one to notice that, because of course the nobles aren't thinking about like money, right? Like, money just falls from heaven. You just can buy whatever you want because that's how it works. But
well, we've been swiping that card, that metaphoric card to make all of our problems disappear ever since we set out on this planet. So yeah, we'll just buy a hotel and buy this and buy that. And us being delayed here for a week, that would be a huge like pain in the ass to anybody who didn't have inexpendable amounts of money, because you'd sit there and you'd be like, well, crap, we're stuck on this planet for another week. Do we have the budget for that? And the second, nobody else really, because I had already thought of that. I was like, we're going to be here for a week. Like, how quickly are we going to run out of whatever resources we have? Because that's immediately where Riley's poor ass would fucking go, right? Immediately think of like, do we have enough money to eat and buy what we need to buy and get out of here? And so as soon as like she finds out, oh yeah, we're out of money, her first thing in her head is like, well, the only thing that's been shielding us from the harsh realities of this planet is money, and now that's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's interesting that the kind of economic stuff, because it is like, I don't want to have to like fiddle with it too much, but it is fun to be like, you go through binary states of like, you're broke or you're not broke, because you push too hard and you get that run. Like, cause I didn't want to be like, cool, you have 10,000 credits and then you spend 5,000 and like, this is how it goes. It's just like, mm-hmm. you run out. And then I thought it would be fun to complicate things by being like, hey, here's some gold. Here it is. This big bag of money. I solved all your problems for you. Right. Right. All your problems are solved. That whole sequence was so fun. Like, I just love the, like, it felt very much like a movie, right? Where it was like, okay, what are we going to do with all this gold? Like, it's a big deal and we can't just give it away. And like, we have to be careful with it. And yeah, I thought that was really fun watching you guys do that. Yeah, that was cool. So I want to know kind of what you're thinking or feeling about the Yancey situation, Mark. Like, do you think he's going to come out of your room and just be like, I'm leaving, get out of my way? Or like,
no,
what do you think's on his mind?
I think it's going to be one of those things. If he's going to come out, and here's my thought process of it. He's like, I want to go and do a thing. Like, I know they've told me not to leave. I'm not going to leave, but I'm going to go and get drugs or booze or food. And he's going to be like, I just want to do this. And obviously I know how Jason's going to react to that. And yeah, knowing Yancey, he's either going to blow up or it's going to escalate. And yeah, so that's how I feel that's going to go. Because I think that, and it's nice, I'm glad that you got to do the thing with Nomi of actually, because I feel like Jason's like kind of known something, like made some assumptions about Yancey for a while, but Nomi kind of picking up on the fact that like, yeah, he is like riddled with guilt and pressure, and you know, he's like, you know, got all this pressure on him by his, you know, evil Crux parents or whatever, and so that makes him a complete lunatic psycho. But like, he's not just like, I'm a hobo, you know, murder hobo.
Well, and that's what's kind of interesting, is like figuring out like, what is the justification? Like, is it reasonable to say like, I am the way I am because of all this stuff? Or
no, but yeah.
Is it like, right? Like, where do you draw the line?
It doesn't excuse the behavior, but yeah.
Sure. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's cool, like watching that kind of characterized nuance as a reflection of what the characters think, right? Because the way everybody responds to Yancey and to any of the NPCs in the game says something about them and their place in the world. And there are definitely things that Yancey and Jason have in common that the other characters wouldn't have in common.
Yeah, that's massively so. So that's going to make the next couple of, the opening of next week, I imagine, quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The fact that like anybody ever expects Riley to have any empathy is like totally fucking beyond me. Like, that people are like, well, Riley should not, and I'm just like, eat my ass. Like, if you were in her position, you would not have empathy for this guy either. It's like, well, his family puts a lot of pressure on him. To Riley, it's like, oh, boo hoo, your poor life and your poor, oh, mommy and daddy who buy you everything you want put pressure on you. Oh, like, you know, to me, it's just like hilarious, like coming. Like, that people expect her to have, like, well, Riley thinks he's a sociopath. Well, yeah, she thinks he's a sociopath. That doesn't mean I, as a person, thought he did. People are very seldom good or bad.
It's the inverse.
Like, oh, his life is hard. And she's like, big whoop. His life is still a cakewalk compared to mine, and I'm not crazy. That's her reaction to it. And that'll always be her reaction to it. Because she's looking at it from a different lens.
It's noblesse oblige backwards, right? Where, like, the nobles are all like, hey, we're gonna like, you know, take care of the peasants and they're gonna love us. And then when a peasant doesn't just love you for being a noble, you're like, but what? Why? Like, would you love us? Come on, have empathy for us. It's hard being in charge of everything. I'm tired and a noble, right? Like, it's a whole thing. So it's cool watching the way you interact with that, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Side note. Booker actually was going to kill Yancey this episode if we didn't find out any reason for him not to kill him. Absolutely had it in my head that as soon as everyone went to bed, everyone like to sleep, dismiss them, make sure he double checks no one is around, go into Yancey's quarters, take him out and deal with him, and then just be like, where's Yancey? I don't know.
Oh,
probably fucked off. He probably fucked off. You know, if he comes back, he comes back. If not, whatever. That's absolutely what Booker's plan was, because he meant it when he
murderer
said, like,
broke. A random murderer broke into his building and killed him, and he's dead now. Oh,
well, I mean, it would have been super believable as long as nobody had seen him, you know, take the body out, you know, and drag him out.
Yeah.
You know, and if somebody had, then Booker would have dealt with that, you know, and talked to whoever saw that. But if they hadn't, or even just one person did, it's totally plausible that Yancey just fucked off again, and maybe we'll see him, maybe we won't, you know?
Yeah. I keep thinking, like, drug overdose. Like, I was just like, let's just get the doc in and let Yancey just go mental, and then just when he's out cold, just keep pumping him full of stuff.
And that's just, and that's the thing, right? Is like it's fun. It's fun watching where, like, in a D&D game, most of the time this would just be like, we just kill him with swords, because that's what everybody does. Everybody's just a horrible kill murderer. Whereas you're all like, how do we deal with this Yancey problem? Which makes it feel a lot less like an action movie and a lot more like a Coen Brothers movie, right? Where you're like, fuck, what are we going to do about this guy? He is unstable, but we can't get rid of him. So we have to orchestrate his downfall through whatever ridiculous means. And then, hijinks ensue.
I mean, he's still a problem.
Him
feeling bad about leaving somebody behind doesn't still excuse the fact that he left her behind. Like,
well, and his, I mean, it's, his attitude is very different about, it's very different about, her, Ramirez, because Ramirez is a noble, right? Like, she's a real person. Whereas, like, if Riley and him had gone on that mission, he would have been like, yep, we're fine. Like, look, I got this bag of gold, guys. Because, you know, Ramirez was, like, worth something, man. She was a person. She could have grown. He's going to have to, like, tell Ramirez's family, and he's going to live with that shame forever. But, like, if a bunch of plebs died, like,
Yeah, but, like, didn't, like, stay there with her. He still left her behind. At the end of the day, no matter what anybody says, he could have detonated it while he was inside the building too, if the mission was so freaking important to him. Like, there's just, it's one of those things where it's like, there's other people. Like, I think if Booker is in that situation, Booker would have, like, if she was dead, he would have hauled her body out of there and set off the fucking explosives instead of hauling a bag of gold out of there. And, like, I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of people that would rather die than leave somebody, a whole person that I care about, behind. So if he's riddled with guilt, he should be. Because to people who are like, well, he had to accomplish the mission, I'm like, listen, he could have tried to save her and died inside that building the moment he got apprehended. Like, if he got to a point where they drew his guns on him, he could have just pushed the button and gone out right there.
That's part of the thing. Like, I think that it's just as unreasonable that someone, like, does the noble sacrifice thing. As it is to just jump off the handle and, like, kill a person. So it is, I mean, it's still a thing. He did definitely do the thing, but it's very hard to sacrifice oneself, especially when one has been, when it came down to it, he was like, well, I'm, you know, Ramirez is a person, but I'm, like, more.
But I'm Yancey.
Because I'm me.
More
she's
person-y
her.
than Ramirez.
Right. But that's also true of everybody. Like, I mean, like, you value your own life over other people's as a survival mechanism. So that, you know, that's a thing, like, not blowing yourself up for a job you're doing for Nomi anyway. There is a conversation in the future where, once he gets over his shit, where he will probably want to come and talk to Nomi and be like, listen, I did this because you told me to, and we were cleaning up your thing. And he alluded to it, but I don't think he's quite done with that line of conversing. Though Nomi is much better at getting him to just, like, sit down and shut up, because that's her whole thing. Keeping people like that
control. Nomi also approaches him in a very different way to Booker and Riley as well. Like, it's a good kind of treating him in a very different manner.
Yeah, totally. Well, and that's the thing. And it's interesting that this little, like, sub arc is pretty, like, Yancey as the antagonist focused, but I don't know that he'll necessarily, like, I have a feeling, because you're going to have to deal with the ramifications, the fallout, right, afterwards. So it may be possible that he gets reassigned or whatever. It's cool to be able to dig in right now. I wanted to ask, Anne, at the end bit, I just wanted to ask you about, so when everybody was kind of, like, making the deal with Ho, it seemed like you were like, this is a dumb deal. This is a bad call. Do you want to talk more about that? Tell me what
I wanted to talk I wanted to talk to him more. I was trying to say, like, there was at one point where you were like, somebody said, like, we don't have time for that. And then he was like, no, we have all the time in the world or whatever. And I wanted to say, like, maybe we have all the time, but, like, you don't have time. They already killed two people on this list and you're next. Like, you don't have time for us to fuck around with some random job or whatever. We needed to get this guy and get out of here. So, I don't like that. It feels like it's taking so long to do anything. And, like, I know that that's, like, just kind of a result of, like, all the other stuff that's happened, but it just feels like, I think I started getting frustrated because chat kept saying, like, why aren't they doing this thing? And it's like, we're trying to do the thing, but literally everything is just roadblocked. So it's just getting really frustrated where I'm just like, I'm trying. Like, I don't, we talked to this contact. They had nothing. We talked to this contact. They had nothing. I mean, and then like we got captured and then like Jason almost dies. And it's like, we're trying to do things, but it was just getting like really frustrating where I'm just like, I don't want to fuck around with some other side mission. I just want to like do the main thing. Without like any more delays, I'm just getting really tired.
I think it's tough for chat to get around the sort of nuance sometimes of like the show isn't watch four people effectively move from one goal to another. The show is like you're given a job and then the drama that ensues as a result of it. And part of that drama is the frustration, is the like, God, if we could just have been more efficient, we wouldn't have had to deal with like Yancey and his bullshit and stuff. And like that tension is definitely by design. And I like seeing that come on in character. I like the idea of Nomi being like, no, just stop it. Stop fucking around. Like we need to get this shit done. It's cool to see that express in character.
I wanted to check one thing, like to make sure my understanding of what Boss Ho was saying is right. So he knows that this guy, this commander guy, had or knows where the Prixis is. And we could just go get the information we want out of him and then just not do this thing for Boss Ho, right? Like, that is just a completely optional.
Yeah,
right. But like, that's what I was thinking.
On the way.
Like, why are we trying to make more enemies? Like,
and that's the risk, right?
I guess because we had to agree to it to get the info, or otherwise it would have taken more time, I guess.
Yeah, but
like, that's what I was trying to figure out.
But if you agreed to do it, and this like dude's like a crime lord, and you agree to do it, and then you don't do it, like, that's just dumb. Like, why would we do that? So
we could spend four episodes trying to find him, because it took us so long to find Boss Ho as location as well. We've been doing that for like two episodes, trying to establish contact.
I get what Anne's saying is that she wanted to talk to Boss Ho and convince him to just let us do it. That's what Anne's saying.
That's what I wanted to do.
Like, don't let's not bother with this bullshit side mission. Just tell us where he is and we'll go do it. That makes more sense.
I don't know. In my opinion, I'm not super mad that Booker took the deal. And the reason is because, like, it's not really a side mission. The same guy we're going to talk to get the Pixis back is the same guy that we're going to shake down. So we could effectively complete Boss Ho's plan and save the Pixis, like, all in one fell swoop, because it's the same guy. It wouldn't cost us anything.
Yeah, but it just feels like it snowballs, because then, like, we go to talk to him, and then he has some other thing, and then, like, we have to do that, and then that has some complication, and someone else almost dies, and, like, that. So it's just, like, I feel like we're not being effective, and that's starting to get, like, I want to do things. Like, I want to feel like I'm actually, like, okay, mission complete. Like, let's do something new, but it just feels like constant roadblocks and like dealing with Yancey, who's just like an NPC who's really annoying now. And I have to like manage his feelings, which I like actually don't really give a shit about. I just want him to die. And I was hoping that if I sent him on this dumb mission, that he would die. Uh-huh. And yet he just comes back like a fucking cockroach.
Out of the two people.
Out of the two people.
So I guess it doesn't help as well with the last contact mission went badly. So it's got that kind of like.
The things that complicate it are like dice rolls, right? Like when you get a failed roll or a partial kind of success, then we end up in this position where it's like, okay, well, like it's not going to be as easy to get what you want. But when you do succeed, things happen, right? Like the reason that Ramirez died and Yancey succeeded was that I got an 8 on the roll that I made for like how effective is Operation Tom Yancey? Like how does that go? So yeah, I mean, we let the dice decide, and there will definitely be missions that run more smoothly because you just succeed at the rolls, and those tend to be like shorter and more on point. But yeah, that snowballing of difficulty is definitely a thing that is like built into both the system and the way the narrative works. And it is cool to like see you struggle with that. And there are ways to cut through it, right? To be like, well, this is another complication. So how do we not do this? How do we just avoid this thing? And just go for, and you end up putting stuff on the back burner, and then those things can like boil over and you want to just get off the planet or like deal with the thing and get out of there before the thing, the thing finishes boiling over. Yeah.
To speak my piece on it, the reason why I just ultimately said, yeah, let's do it. Cause it seemed like from what I was getting of Adam and talking to, you know, Boss Ho, he was just going to keep, you know, stonewalling, be like, well, we're not going to do this. You know what I mean? So it just seemed like, okay, agree. We don't have to do it. If it comes down to it and we just kill the guy and we get our job done, we can get the fuck off the planet. We can leave. We can just go. I really don't think Bosso is going to be that big of a deal. And if he is, then whatever. We'll deal with that consequence. But because of the reason of that frustration that you're feeling, I'm feeling that too. I think a little bit are feeling that because of just constant roadblocks over and over again. I'm like, I don't want any more delays in this stuff. So yeah, fuck it. We'll do your mission. And then if we do it, we do it. If we don't, we don't. I just didn't think that it was going to go anywhere with Bosso continuing to talk to him and dialogue. That's what I was getting from his... you know, his vibe and the way he kept countering the things that Booker was putting forward. Because that's what Booker said initially. He's like, you don't understand. We don't have the time for this. Like, Booker led with that.
I think the only way we could have gotten him, and this did occur to me, to just roll over and do what we wanted, is if we tried to bluff going to Proxy Portal and just turning him in. If we said, well...
You do, yeah, you do proof, still have...
We do have that. And that it did leverage. Cross my mind. 100% yeah, mine it did. Well.
But
it's like, that's a nuclear option. Yeah, because that will get us killed. Yeah,
but maybe that's a good like if we do end up like if we do end up fucking up and killing this other guy and he's like, oh, you've made an enemy of Boss, we can be like, well, if you're an enemy, then we can just go tell your boss about this shit we know.
That was
so maybe you want to back the fuck off.
Someone even brought that up in chat, and I was they're like, don't forget about that. I'm like, that's a card I'm aware of, but I don't think it's one we play right now. I think it's one we keep as leverage in case shit goes bad.
When they don't have guns on us.
But I am right there with you with the whole like getting frustrated about like, let's fucking do the thing. Cause I do see it, you know, in chat, and I understand, you know, Adam talked about it. People don't understand that it's not just like, let's watch people do this super effective. They're super players. Yay. It's like, no, that's kind of how these things go.
You win the role playing game because nothing interesting happened because you just accomplished everything.
It's not Blaze, right? The characters aren't supposed to be like perfect at everything.
Yeah.
It's just that like even if we don't go straight from point A to point B, which is fine, and there's like detours along the way, it just feels like there's been so many detours that at this point I'm just like, why are we not at B yet? You know, like detours are fine, sure, but it's too many detours at this point that I've started to lose patience with it.
Which is why that reinforced my decision. I was like, I'm losing patience with this conversation. So yes, we'll do your thing. We're probably not going to, but yes, we'll do your thing.
Yeah. At least you guys get to go out on cool missions. I'll just stay in the shitty hotel again.
I wanted to bring you so bad, but
it made no sense. Exactly, because I fucked up, and it's like I totally get it. But man, like that frustration of just being like, I guess I'll spend another fucking day here.
I know.
Yeah. It's dope, but it's this,
don't
it's
die.
We'll see.
Shoot him though, if he challenges you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to take away Anne's success on the like stay here, don't do anything stupid. But he is going to definitely come out and have a conversation with Jason about like, hey man, come over to the Yancey way of thinking. You and me, we're the same. Those other assholes, they don't understand. So
that'll be an interesting conversation.
He's going to turn on the Yancey charm for what it's worth. So
okay, interesting. Yeah, I can deal with that.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. These last two episodes have been really good. So thanks for just like getting in character and doing this stuff.
I love that.
Bronze Girl, thanks for scaring chat again. I love watching chat be like, oh god, she's yelling. What fuck? Just a stream of like scared emotes. I'm like, yes, get him.
Yeah.
But good work all around. Think about what you want your goals to be for next time, and we'll pick up again next time we play. Cool. Thanks everybody, and thank you patrons for your continued support and for watching the show. We will see you next post show with more. Bye for now, everybody.
Bye.